Oh, welcome. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Everything's great.
Glad to have you here. Checking in, from Nashville right now? Where you at?
Yeah, I'm in Nashville. Just got back home from a little Montana tour, and now just relaxing for a couple of days and back out this weekend.
And we can't wait to see you at Old Settlers Dave's. That show is coming up to kick it all off for us on that Thursday night. You can get tickets at oldsettlersdays.com. So do you do a lot of, stadium tours or the festivals, or which one do you prefer?
Yeah, it's funny. We've done it all. We've done stadiums with Luke Combs. We've done arenas, all the club shows, all the big festivals. But my favorite are our club shows, honestly. Like, when they're right up close and personal and you can feel that energy and I don't know. I mean, I'm not complaining about the others at all. They're all amazing. But there's something about like a 1,000 to 2,000 venue club where everyone's just right there on the front and you can see their eyes. And I don't know. It's just amazing.
Well, that is the layout for Old Settlers Days. It's real personal and close, and you're going to love it.
I can't wait. I've heard good things, so we're excited.
Mitchell, have you played OSD before?
I'm not 100% sure. I know I keep hearing this name over and over again, so I'm pretty – we might have, or maybe it's just that's just that famous and everyone talks about it. But we're all over the place all the time, but I've definitely heard Old Settlers Day a bunch of times, so – it wouldn't put it past me to not remember where I've been, though. That's on me.
Yeah. Thursday, June 15th with Lily Rose. You can get tickets again, as I said, at oldsettlersdays.com. But Ryan was telling me that you used to play a little sports.
Yeah. I used to play sports. Used to be in football and almost wanted to do that for my career and got to college and realized I didn't want to get up for 5 a.m. workouts anymore. Especially if I was playing guitar till 3 a.m. at the bars, so it didn't really work out.
So you're very much a night owl and not an early bird.
Yeah, very much.
Well, we love your new single, We Got History. Can't wait to hear that one live. Drunk About You and so many great songs. I hope you're going to play those and a whole lot more for us.
Oh, of course. You got to play the songs that get you there, for sure.
Well, my question is about Crown Royal. Apparently, you've been a big spokesperson for Creative Vets, and we love that. Love Crown Royal. I'm just, one complaint about Crown Royal is I can't find the, the maple syrup flavored one. I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah, those are tough to find. The apple's good until you find the maple syrup. But right, it's been a minute since I've had the maple too. That stuff's really good.
Yeah, I just can't find it anywhere.
I think Crown Apple is my favorite, but your team up with Crown Royal is pretty cool because you guys are raising money for veterans and some therapy routes that aren't necessarily always the most common. So Creative Vets is what? You guys do music therapy and arts and culinary classes to help veterans get through some of their troubles?
Yeah, for sure. The coolest thing we do is getting to write with these veterans. Like sitting down and writing a song with a veteran and hearing their story. It's amazing how much they open up when they feel safe in an environment like that. And it's just such an emotional roller coaster when you're in the room with, these true heroes who have dealt with just the unimaginable. And when they start talking and they start telling you these stories, or they kind of just finally open up a little bit, you can see it in their eyes and just the way they talk about it, how much it's affected them. And it's really, really special to get to do that with them. And at the end of it, you have a song that tells a story about something they might not have ever told had they not been able to get in the room and try to write it. So it's a very special program. It's near and dear to me. And I'll do anything I can for Creative Vets.
Super rewarding. I imagine it just is like what you wake up for at that day. Like, I'm doing this today.
It is one of those kind of things where you look forward to it in your calendar because you walk away from it a different person every single time. We just have it so good, and we just take it for granted so often. And they're just very special people that have done so much for us.
We are talking to Mitchell Tenpenny, who will be at Old Settlers Days on Thursday, June 15th with Lily Rose. Can't wait to see you there. Now, this is going to be a weird question. I never thought I'd be talking fashion with you, Mitchell, but the outfit you wore on the ACMs when you were in Texas, loved it. Are you going to be wearing that in Rockton?
Thank you. I might bring out the hat, the black cowboy hat. We'll see. But no, it was fun. I mean, so Chris Young's doesn't wear his cowboy hat anymore, so I figured I'd put it on when we presented at the awards.
It looked great.
It was a lot of fun. It's cool to kind of do something different. Plus, we were in Texas.
Let's see. We'll have to get your Chicago Bears jersey or something like that when you're here.
No, I'll do that. I'll wear a Chicago Bears jersey. I'm a Titans fan, but I'm a huge jersey collector. I've got like 500 jerseys in my closet. I collect them everywhere I go. And honestly, one of the only three NFL jerseys I don't have is Chicago Bears. So I need to get me one.
We'll work on that for you, and hopefully when you come to Rockton, you'll be able to wear that for one of the songs, maybe the finale or something.
I'll wear it on stage, baby. I'll rock it.
That's awesome.
Mitchell Tenpenny, everybody, thanks for joining us this morning. Can't wait to see you in Rockton Old Settlers Days again, June 15th. Get your tickets at oldsettlersdays.com. Bring it, brother. We can't wait to see you.
Heck yeah, y'all. Cheers, everybody. Thank you so much.